The following message first aired as a broadcast of Grace and Truth Radio, hosted by Pastor John Bodner of Hope Assembly in Mississauga, Ontario. For more information, contact www.hopeabc.org.
Today I'm pleased and privileged to welcome to our radio pulpit Mr. Richard Bennett. In this series of six broadcasts, Mr. Bennett will be telling the unique story of his personal quest for peace with God, which he found through faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ.
It is wonderful to be with you again. I was speaking last week as a man who's from Ireland and in religious life and devoutly, most devoutly over 48 years, quite sincerely doing my religious things. It was actually the turnabout came in Canada in 1979. I wasn't living in Canada. I was visiting from the West Indies where I was a parish priest. And I was in Vancouver, British Columbia, and I was asked to speak in a church. And I was staying in a Christian home, and I found Strong's Concordance. And I looked it up under the Word, and I saw, "Thy Word is Truth." And then I began to search more about what does the Scripture say about itself. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly equipped for all good works. And on, where Christ said, the Scripture cannot be broken. And Paul, the Apostle, said not to think beyond what is written. And the Apostle Peter says it's like a light in a dark place. And I was getting more and more convinced that maybe it's just the truth of God's written word alone. And I preached in the parish church where I was asked to preach, and about 400 people. And if anyone was listening, I was listening. And it seemed to go down well, and I was really searching. But 3 days later, the Archbishop called me to his office, and he took me apart, literally, by his word. And I was sent back to Trinidad, where I was a priest. But I was different when I went back to Trinidad, because then I began to stand on the authority of God's word. And it was difficult, but the love of the Scripture and the truth of the Scripture, and beginning to see things now in the light of God's Scripture. And that's what I want to say to you today. What is your authority? I know we have different authorities and in different line, but your ultimate authority, what is the ultimate authority for you in matters of truth? Where can we find a true basis? Where can we find something that is true right the way? I remember meeting quite recently a naturopathic doctor, and he was from Greece, and originally now lives in the States. And he was telling me how he found the truth of God's word in studying the Scripture about medicine. And then he realized it's true in all things, but particularly faith and morals. It is written, Christ said, not to think beyond what is written. The truth is in God's word in Scripture. Now, this was so difficult for me, because in the church where I was working, we had solemn decrees of the church, and our authority base was, for example, in the new catechism of our church, sacred tradition and sacred Scripture are closely bound together and communicate with one another. And it's said also in the catechism that tradition transmits in its entirety the word of God. And as a result, the church does not, to whom transmission of interpretation of Scripture has been entrusted, does not derive her certainty from all revealed, about all revealed truths from the Holy Scriptures alone. Both Scripture and tradition must be accepted and honored with equal sentiments of devotion and reverence. This, to me, seemed sort of like the Pharisees in their day, who had an equal reverence for Scripture and tradition. And it really bothered me, and I really cried out to God, show me the authority. Christ said it is written. Christ repelled Satan by saying it is written. Where do I stand? And it was on the authority of the Scripture alone, that I cried out to the Holy God alone, and that by His grace He placed me in Christ alone. And it's sort of bursting inside of me then to share with you, because there's so many of us who have been deceived by traditions, to know the authority of the love of our God in His Scripture alone, and to see that in that Scripture He says to you, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have chosen you. I have cared for you. I've called you by name. You are mine. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who died in your place on the cross. He died where you should have died. He went through 1,000 hells for you. His word speaks about the revelation of His righteousness. The same Holy Scripture, it is written, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe personally on Him. And as you cry out to Him for that faith, He is faithful and true. He gives it to you. And you know that joy unspeakable and full of glory. The written Word of God tells you that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on Him shall not die, shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. You have that relationship with the Lord that is that of a son to a father, because you're in Christ Jesus. Believe on Him. I would love to hear from you. If you get a chance to write, my mailing address in the States is P.O. Box 395, Vernonia, Vernonia, Oregon 97064. 395, Post Office Box, Vernonia, Vernonia, Oregon 97064. And I would like to hear from you by email. If you could email me at my personal email address, it's just personal, P-E-R-S-O-N-A-L, R-B, at juno.com, J-U-N-O.com. I have an internet webpage if you would like to check me out there, including pictures. It is Berean Beacon, B-E-R-E-A-N-B-E-A-C-O-N, .org, and the usual www. Now, just to finish, the love that God loves you is in the finished work of Christ Jesus. God loves us in Christ. He calls us in Christ. Christ Jesus died for your sin. But the bad news is to see yourself as a sinner. We are born dead in trespasses and sin. And to realize that the only way before a holy God is to be secure in Christ. So it is to see that of ourselves we can do nothing. You can do nothing. There was nothing I could do. But there is one who has done everything. He died in your place. And that is what you are to believe on. When Paul and Silas were in prison and the jailkeeper said, what must I do to believe? They said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The apostle Peter, quite the same, said, the just for the unjust. Christ Jesus took in His body on the tree your sin and my sin. He bore our sin in His body on the tree, in the words of the Apostle Peter, so that you could have that eternal life and that joy and the knowledge of God deep inside yourself, and that you would know the love of God in which you are loved. And it's not simply that you then know the love of God, but then you walk differently. And then you have the Word to come back to and be nourished. And the theme of what I am speaking to you about today, the written Word of God. The joy you have is to read His Word and to know the Father and the Son and to have that eternal life that Jesus spoke about. This is eternal life, to know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I really ask you then to really come before the Holy God. See, as a sinner, there's nothing you can do. But what you're commanded is to believe on, and then trusting Him to go on in that new life. And may the Lord give you a body of people where you can fellowship to know the glory of His love. Thank you ever so much for listening. May the Lord bless you.
This message was sponsored by Hope Assembly of Bible Christians in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. If you wish to receive spiritual help, information about our ministries, or permission to use this audio message, please contact Pastor John Bodner at www.hopeabc.org or www.jpbodner.com. Thank you, and God bless you.